John Baker, before the Iditarod start. This is your 18th Iditarod. Of course, you're a champion of this race. And from what I've heard, training has gone really well this year, and you're expecting some pretty good things out of your dogs this go around.
Yeah, you can never know how the race is going to go, but it appears to me that we've done everything right this year in training, and I feel good about it.
And what about the training, and what about what you've seen from the dogs has you saying that today?
Well, we had real steady training, and then the dogs are in really good physical shape. They have good weight on them, and I just feel really good that they're well prepared.
Right now, the dogs in the Iditarod are pretty small. They're really fast, but you've kept kind of the bigger dogs, the stronger dogs. Talk about that a little bit. Why do you, how does that work for you?
Well, I think those are the big, fast dogs. If I thought I could find something faster, I'd probably go there, but the fastest dogs that have ever covered the distance on the Iditarod are that type of dog.
Now, the race is so fast these days, and it used to be kind of take your time, get to Unalakleet and race, but it seems like you need to be strategic. You really need to have a plan in the whole way, just leaving Willow. Can you talk about that, kind of the way the race has changed and how that's affected what you're going to be doing this year?
The race is definitely a well-planned event. And as each race goes by and each time there's improvements, people put those into play. So we try to plan every facet of the way, no doubt.
Mm-hmm. Now training, your partner, Catherine Keith, it seems that she's been really an integral piece in training. Talk about that partnership and how that's gone this year.
There's no doubt that Catherine has been a huge help in feeding the dogs this year and also in training them. Her background comes from running in different triathlete type events, and it has been quite helpful to our training regimen.
Mm-hmm. Of course, you're a very competitive person. You have a lot of people behind you, a lot of people behind Team Baker, a lot of family support, a lot of outside support, just people who believe in you all across the state. I imagine that you are in it to win it in 2013. Talk about that.
Yeah, there's no doubt that we're here to race. We're here to win. Anytime I come to a race, I like to race, and I try to win. And as far as all the support and the people involved, if we can take something from something like the Iditarod, a good thing like that, and make it into a positive for people all over the state, then by golly, we're going to do that.
Now, this being your 18th Iditarod, you've won this, but what is it about this race that keeps you coming back, that keeps you hungry, that keeps you moving down the trail, that keeps you training and cold conditions up in Cottsview? What about this race has you coming back?
Well, I think the interest in the dog teams, and I'm really curious at how good they really can be. And every time I see things getting better and dogs getting better and doing different things and trying different things, my interest is just high. And I'd like to go on and do some other things, but my curiosity level is so high about these dogs, and that's what I think about constantly.
All right, John, anything else you'd like to share? Anything we didn't quite get to touch on?
This race is definitely built of a lot of good, really solid teams that do a lot of different things, and they train a lot of different ways. But the chances are that there's a whole bunch of us going to end up in Nome an hour or two apart, although we train in different parts of the country, different countries, and different techniques. It's fun to watch it all come together.
All right, well, thanks, John.
Thank you.
John Baker in Anchorage before the Iditarod start, and reporting in Anchorage for Iditarod 41, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.